Sanguis Jesu, Sanguis Maria. The blood of Jesus is the blood of Mary. Sisters, that's our faith, right? That's our faith. The body and blood and the Blessed Sacrament is the body and blood that Jesus received from whom? From his mother Mary. And I'm so happy to see this book here, published, 1987. Just read a line or two. My Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that you are really here in this sacrament. Night and day, you remain here, compassionate and loving. You call, you wait for, you welcome everyone who comes to visit you. Isn't that great? And that, sisters, is our faith. And the future of the church, any place in the world, depends on Catholics believing what we've just read from St. Alphonsus. Thank you, sister. I recommend this very highly. Another great Eucharistic saint, Saint Margaret Mary. First of all, we know that St. Margaret Mary is a great modern apostle of devotion to the Sacred Heart. And you remember who her spiritual director was? St. Claude Colombier, a Jesuit priest. When Margaret Mary, for years she belonged, remember, to the Visitation Order, founded by whom? Saint
Francis de Sales,
molto bene. During her life, Margaret Mary, of course, was a mystic. But among her fellow sisters, Margaret Mary was thought, this is an American word, she was thought to be a kook. She would spend hours, 6 to 8 hours, before the Blessed Sacrament, on her knees. Of course, our Lord especially blessed her knees. And it was not until after St. Claude Colombier died, that in his biography it was said that during his life he was a spiritual director for a nun by the name of Margaret Mary Alacoque, whom he considered a great mystic. The Visitation Sisters couldn't believe their ears. And, well, before she died, then her mystical experiences were recognized as genuine. My rule, sisters, my rule, we Jesuits are required to promote devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Why? Because Margaret Mary received special devotion, revelation from our Lord, telling her that the Society of Jesus has the obligation to promote devotion to our Lord's Sacred Heart. How? To understand the devotion of the Sacred Heart. And sisters, among the books that are not any longer in print, was a book that another priest, another Jesuit, and I, he published, Teaching Devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And since I've been doing this over the years, a perfect definition of devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus is devotion to the Holy Eucharist. Period. That's it. Oh, but sisters, you must believe that our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament is there how? With His Sacred Heart. Am I clear? So, St. Margaret Mary, now, some quotations. Today, that's quotations from her writings. And by the way, any time that you think living in a community is hard on human nature, read the autobiography of St. Margaret Mary. Really short. Maybe 80, 90 pages. She became a saint because she was a member of a religious community. Our Lord tells her, today the Lord chooses you to honor His life of sacrifice in the Holy Eucharist. Therefore, you must offer yourself to His Sacred Heart as a victim of immolation before the divine sacrificing priest, Jesus offering Himself in every Mass. Today the Lord has chosen you to honor His humiliated life in the Blessed Sacrament. So you must offer yourself to Him as nothingness. You hold attention must be concentrated on annihilating yourself and rejoicing when others help you to do so. Sisters, I hope you have some friendly missionaries of charity who help you to annihilate yourself. Do your sisters sometimes humiliate you? Pardon me, I hope so. Today the Lord has chosen you to honor His active life in the Blessed Sacrament. As a faithful servant, you must do violence to yourself, to labor fervently in the service of your Master. Today the Lord wants you to honor His life, wholly, entirely given in the Blessed Sacrament. You must be as a burning candle with no other desire than to be consumed in His honor. Surrender yourself to the mercy of Providence, and it may do with you according to His desires. And sisters, Every single revelation that Margaret Mary received from our Lord was where? Before the Blessed Sacrament. Now, there are so many saints, but let me close. Oh, it's 4 o'clock and not clock 2. Well, I don't think I should presume permission. So let's close at 4. Then just a few words at the beginning of the next conference on the little flower and her devotion to the Holy Eucharist. Shall we pray? In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Santa Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc in hora mortis nostre, amen. Mater Iesu Christi, in nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.